Well, for each of these sermons, our scripture of the day is scripture passages that mean a lot to the person who's preaching. So today we have three readings, beautiful readings, from Isaiah, John, and 2 Corinthians. So here they are. Isaiah 40, verse 31. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. The second reading comes from John chapter 16, verse 33. I have said this to you so that in me you may have peace. In the world you face persecution, but take courage. I have conquered the world. And finally, we have a reading from 2 Corinthians 4, 16 and 8 through 18. So we do not lose heart. Even though our outer nature is wasting away, our inner nature is being renewed day by day. For this slight momentary affliction is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond all measure. Because we look not at what can be seen, but at what cannot be seen. For what can be seen is temporary, but what cannot be seen is eternal. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Good evening. My name is Emily Swanger, and I have been an active member here at Trinity for 5 years. I was confirmed here last spring and currently enjoy teaching church school and reading scripture from time to time. When I was first asked to speak to you today, I was thrilled. As many of my friends and family would tell you, I love to talk and share my stories and experiences with others. But as the weeks passed, and the date of my preaching drew ever closer, I began to doubt myself a little. All sorts of thoughts came to mind, like, what does a 15-year-old youth have to say to a congregation of faithful adults? What if I am not a faithful enough Christian to strengthen others in their faith? Do I even have a favorite Bible verse to give basis to my sermon? But then a beautiful thought came to mind. I realized that faith is not a matter of age or of knowledge, but a matter of having the courage to believe in and to share God's truth with others. As soon as I recognized this, I began to see this opportunity not as a way of proving myself, but a way of proving God's presence in the life of someone as simple and inexperienced as me. In each of the three Bible verses I selected, we read about personal weakness and affliction, something that I believe each of us struggle with from time to time. But these verses assure us that in the midst of pain and suffering, God redeems us, and as John so beautifully states, conquers the world. In the face of a challenge, God knows we are weak, but at the same time, he knows what we are capable of when we are joined together with him. I am currently attending high school at St. Mary's, a Catholic school here in Bismarck. Who would have thought that a good little Lutheran girl like myself would attend a Catholic school? But the Catholic faith has truly become something that I treasure and grow in respect for with each passing day. As is custom for all of St. Mary's competitive teams, students will take the time before each game or competition to pray together for God's blessing on their performance. I have such a deep regard for this tradition because it helps us as young people to see that we are not the only ones responsible for our gifts. It is God that provides our talents, and when we recognize this, he can use those talents in extremely significant ways. It is so important for us as Christians to realize that in God we have peace, And because God has conquered and redeemed the world, we are capable of amazing things with his help. I have always loved the visual imagery in this verse from Isaiah. But those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isn't it a thrilling thought that with God we can be like eagles? Once again, we are assured that with God's help, we can be like the birds of the air, soaring above the earth, never tiring, never fearing, and capable of everything our hearts desire. But it's hard to be an eagle, isn't it? It's hard to soar through the air when the turbulences of life knock us down. That is what I love about this verse from 2 Corinthians. So we do not lose heart. Even though our outer nature is wasting away, our inner nature is being renewed day by day. For this slight, momentary affliction is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond all measure, because we look not at what can be seen, but at what cannot be seen. For what can be seen is temporary, but what cannot be seen is eternal. About 2 years ago, I was experiencing abdominal pain and was having trouble eating. We tried everything imaginable to lessen the pain, but it seemed that nothing was working. My doctor had no idea what might be troubling me. I even had to give up gluten for 6 months to see if I might be gluten intolerant. And believe me, there is nothing harder than giving up pizza and pancakes and brownies and all those other delicious carbohydrates that we all enjoy. I remember praying every night, "Please, God, just help me to feel better. I don't care what's troubling me. I just want to know so that I can work to feel better." It seemed as if I'd never feel back to normal again, and that I'd always have to eat gluten-free food. But then a miracle happened. My parents arranged for me to see the pediatric gastroenterologist in Fargo that summer. I was terrified. I thought for sure that he would find something awful. But after sitting in his office for about an hour, he told me, "Emily, you are gloriously healthy. Stop eating that gluten-free junk and start living again." Now that was something to hear that from a doctor. I was shocked. I remember thinking to myself, "This isn't what was supposed to happen. He was supposed to find something wrong with me, not tell me that I'm healthy." But as the months passed and I started gaining back the weight I had lost, I realized that God had blessed me with an incredible gift. My pain and my suffering had not only made me a stronger person, but it helped me to realize that worrying gets you nowhere. It helped me to see that with God, amazing things are possible. God had something in store for me that I could not see. But when he finally did reveal it to me, I discovered an eternal weight of glory beyond all measure. This Lenten season, I invite you to allow God to work through you, to strengthen you, and to conquer the world for you. God has incredible things in store for each and every one of us. We just have to have the courage and the patience to find it. Let's say a quick prayer. Dear God, you are the conqueror of this world. You conquered death, you conquered the cross, and you conquered our sins. Thank you for the ways in which you strengthen us as people. Help us to soar, even in the midst of life's troubles. Thank you also for the small glimpses of your glory that you share with us each and every day. Help us to await our destinies in the hope of your resurrection. Amen. Blessings to you all in the weeks ahead, and I wish you all a fruitful Lent. Thank you.